been very impressed with the response, the quick response of the police force and the Prime
right.
Minister's team. So there's more to follow, obviously, tomorrow, and we'll learn more about who this person was and what made what him and or them tick.
Millions of Irish Americans and the Irish at heart are getting ready to celebrate St. Patrick's Day this Sunday. There's some big parades even being planned, including the nation's oldest in New York City, where more than 1 million spectators will line the streets. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Good afternoon. This is Larry McAtee, and this is Health and Home with Larry McAtee from Home Team Inspection. Today, we're going to go over, we have our two guests, Ruby and Anthony Gonzalez. We're going to talk about savings on your energy bill. They come from an energy company, and they're going to take the mystery out of how to save money on your energy. But first, we're going to talk a little bit about Home Team. Home Team is a home inspection company. That we inspect homes, usually in the sale of a real estate transaction, for the buyer, and basically we tell a story. You know, most of my shows are based on the home and how to save and how to take care of the home and how the home ages and what you need to know about it. Home Team helps the buyer understand what they're going to buy and helps them buy with confidence. So if you need anybody for Home Team, give me an email. I mean, drop me an email at lmcatee@hometeam.com. If you want to schedule an inspection, call 973-547-7748. And as I do every week, I talk a little bit about myself just so you guys get to know me. I've been married for 32 years to my high school sweetheart. She was actually my best friend long before she was my girlfriend. I think my mother and my sisters picked her for my wife long before I did. And I guess they were right because I've been with her 32 years. And as the old saying goes, I married up. She's a lot better woman than I am a man in a sense that she takes good care of me and takes good care of the family. She actually is a director of operations of a company that does Medicare consulting and helps people with disabilities put together their Medicare programs. So that's a little bit about me. And her name is Lynn, and we'll talk about her later. But let's do a little commercial. We're going to do the weather, and then we're going to introduce you to Ruby and Anthony, and then we'll go from there. So hang on 1 second.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Okay, we're back. Hey, the weather again. This is my sixth Friday in a row where we've had really nice weather. My forecast on the internet says that it's going to be rainy today, but I don't see any sight of rain, and it's going to be a high of 73 and a low of 41. Don't be fooled. It's unseasonably warm, but tomorrow the cold comes back. It's going to be 48 and 29 low. On Sunday, we're going to have a beautiful day, sunny, 45 degrees on the high and 26 and low. Monday brings some precipitation, 46 high and 24 low. And then Tuesday it will be a bright and sunny day at 46 and 26. So we're still looking for some good weather, and I guess we got to still count our blessings because if you look at most of the country, I mean, I was watching Nebraska, and one side of Nebraska was getting hit with a snowstorm, and the other side was underwater. So I think we were going to count our blessings in New Jersey that the weather's been nice to us so far, and we'll knock wood that we had six Fridays in a row where it's been beautiful. So I'll be right back with Anthony and Ruby. Hang on 1 second.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, we're back. I'd like to introduce you to Ruby and Anthony Gonzalez. Maybe Anthony, Ruby, you can tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Sure. Ladies first. No,
stay in front of the microphone, guys.
So thank you, Larry, for having us on today. So my name is Ruby Gonzalez, and I'm here with my husband, Anthony Gonzalez. We work together to provide value to residents and commercial business owners on savings for essential services. So just a little bit about myself. I have a finance background. I'm a CPA. I have a master's in finance. However, I wasn't the typical accountant that wanted to work behind the desk. I really enjoy interacting with people. I have a heart of service. I wanted to provide value to consumers, you know, find a way to give back to the community. And that's what this business is allowing me to do.
And my name is Anthony Gonzalez. And like Larry, I married up as well. I've got an associate's degree. I'm a retired police officer from a small city in New Jersey, Englewood, New Jersey. And when I left that position, I wanted to make sure that I was still able to be of service. And this really has allowed me to do so. So I'm very thankful for that. I get to help people take discounts on essential services.
Well, thanks, guys. And Anthony, thank you for your service. You know, if you listen to my show, you know that I'm big on the guys in blue and the first responders. As a matter of fact, my second show was with the captain of the chief of the fire department up here in Clinton, Bob Emery. So, I worked in the emergency services field. I was a volunteer fireman and officer. But I appreciate what you've done, Anthony. I come from a family of cops. My uncles, my cousins, and my grandfather was a police officer in the city of Boston for 50 years. He was my biggest image of him is sitting behind that. He was a desk precinct sergeant and sitting behind that desk like he was God. And I think he thought he was too, but he was a big Irish cop and fit all the stereotypes in a sense. But he was a good man. And I think, you know, people don't understand what you guys do out there. And Ruby, I saw a video on the net about what you were talking about him going to work. And you always thought of him going to work like he was going to crossing guard. And I'm reminded of when I dealt with the Secret Service, they said that 99% of the job is boredom in training, broken up by 1% chaos. And you never know when that 1% chaos is going to come. And that's the hard part, because you go to work and you think it's a nice day, and then the next thing you know, you're in the middle of a turmoil, and it could be anything from a domestic dispute to a natural disaster. So I appreciate what you do out there, Anthony. I really mean that. And I think everybody out there should take the time to appreciate those guys, because you know, nobody knows they're there and nobody cares about them too much until you call for one.
Yeah, very true. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Let's talk about the energy, though, because I'm as confused as anybody. And if I'm like anybody out there, my listeners, they get a letter a week saying they could save money on their power. And I tend not to do anything with those letters because I'm afraid. I mean, JCPenney has been there for 100 years. It's an institution. And they send me my bill and I pay it. And I don't even question what the bill is. I yell at my family when the bill's high, and I'm happy when it's low. And, you know, sometimes it's just a matter of when they read the meter or when they estimate it. But what is it that you do?
Well, basically, we help people take a free discount on the supply charge of their bill. We're licensed and partnered to work with JCP&L, PSE&G, most of the major utility companies. You still get serviced through JCP&L. The only difference is you take a discount on the actual supply charge every single month.
Okay. But I understood that the service doesn't change. They're still the provider. They're still delivering it to my house. There's no new wires or anything like that.
Correct.
But I'm buying power on the market is what I'm doing, right?
Well, what it is, they buy the power themselves. So JCP&L doesn't – they are responsible for the servicing of you. So if your power goes out, you're not going to call me up. They're still going to be your service agent. So what we do is we buy it in economies of scale nationwide in bulk, and they buy it locally. So because we're buying it in bulk nationwide, we can get a better price to the customer.
Okay.
Yeah, I think one of the main things is, right, which I didn't even know, and many homeowners probably don't know, is that the utility is not generating their own gas or electric. They're buying it from a third party. They buy it month to month. They pay full price. And that's why you see the variability in the rates that they pass on to you, right, from their third party supplier. Their bread and butter is a service, servicing of lines, bringing that commodity into your household, making the lights light up, right, making sure you have energy, maybe making sure that you can run the stove. But what they do is we buy it nationwide. And so just like a Costco or Target, we can achieve economies of scale and pass on that wholesale pricing at zero cost to the consumer.
That's an interesting point, because I think you said something there that made sense to me that I didn't understand, is that JCPL doesn't generate power.
Yes.
I always thought they had like all this power in their pocket and they're delivering it. Now I'm not buying it from their pocket. I'm buying it from So I'm getting it from the same generation stations or the same local things. I mean, one of the things I saw a letter I get from is you'll pay a little bit more, but you'll get green power. I mean, because you're buying green power. So I'm buying solar power from some facility, right?
Yeah.
Is that what that is? I mean, when they say you're buying green power?
Well, it could be from solar. It could be from windmill energy. There's a lot of different sources that they get the quote-unquote green power from.
Well, it's funny because I'm all for green power until it said it was going to cost me more, and then I don't want green power. It's sort of like I drive an electric car until I could afford it, but I mean, you know, I still put gas in it today.
Well, at the end of the day, I look at it like this. Unfortunately, almost everything is going up, the cost of everything, except for people's salaries. So if they can save a little bit every month, why wouldn't they want to? It's a no-brainer.
So what do? You take their bill and you look at it? And then what are you looking at? I mean, because one part of my bill, the delivery service, I assume is going to stay the same.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that delivery fee is going to be there. And then my per kilowatt is what's going to change?
Yeah. Yes. So there's two components to your bill. One is the delivery. And as you mentioned, Larry, that remains unchanged, right? So you're going to still continue to see that. The part that we do affect is how much you pay for the supply. That is the biggest component, you know, of your bill. And so what we effectively do is, rather than paying X, you pay something lower. It doesn't matter how much or how little you use, right? So the dollar value of the savings can vary, but you're going to be saving each and every month.
Are there variable plans or are they fixed?
Our plans that we propose to our customers are fixed. They do have variable plans. I'm not a big fan of variable plans because you're in a variable plan right now, whether you know it or not, with JCP&L.
Okay.
So this is like having insurance on your utility.
Am I signing an agreement, a long-term agreement, or am I signing something month to month? I
mean, they are agreements. Our general agreements are either 12 months or 24 months.
Okay.
And so basically what you're effectively doing is, right, you have price protection insurance against rising energy costs, right? And I'm not sure if you've seen on your bill, you see prices going up. You're telling your family to cut down on the usage. But part of it is the usage. But the other part is escalating prices.
Okay. So I'm committing for 12 months, but I mean, am I committing to a lower rate than JCP&L is currently charging me? I mean, I've never seen my electric bill go down. The kilowatts, I don't think, has ever gone down.
But perfect point, and that's what we're saying, is we lock you into a lower rate, and as their rate goes up, your savings are even greater.
Okay. So what? But you know, I'm going to play skeptic because I'm saying, okay, you're sitting across. Why are these people going to come into my house and save me money? Where's the rub? How do you make the money? Why do the utilities allow this? I mean, I got a feeling the utilities don't allow it. It's just that the government said they demonopolized the power, right?
Well, that's part of it. They did deregulate energy a while back. And really, like Ruby said, that's not where they get their bread and butter from. They really get it from the servicing. And they're already buying it from a third party. So what we're doing is changing the third party to us.
Yeah, but I mean, they're making money on that third party supply, right?
I mean, I really don't know what their benefit is with that third party, but I think if they are, it's very minimal, because if it wasn't, they would try to fight us coming into the picture.
So Larry, that's a really great question that you asked. So we're really essentially licensed and partnered with these utilities. So we're talking about New Jersey today. But certainly we're in multiple states. So, right, if you have families and friends that you know in other states, that works as well. But the utilities literally pass on the cost of that commodity. And so there's no profit there. And that's not their core business, so to speak, right? And so that's really effectively what we're doing. And that's why they allow us to do so. We're partners.
Does my bill still come from JCP&L? Do I get two bills now, or do I still get it?
A good question. No, you still get the bill from JCP&L. The only difference is where you would see the supply charge, you'll see stream there, but it's just one bill.
Okay. Cause, I mean, I actually don't even see the bill anymore, you know, because it comes electronically and I see it on screen and then I automatically pay it. So it's funny that with technology, I'm only getting one side of my head here, but I don't know what I'm doing. We'll find out. We're going to hit a commercial and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk more about this energy and what other areas we might be able to save. So hang on and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay, we're back with Ruby and Anthony. And we're talking about energy and how to save money on your energy bill. We all pay electric bills because I don't know anybody that doesn't have an electric company in the bill. So let's talk a little bit more. So let's recap a little bit in a sense that you're telling me that I can save money because I can change my supplier from JCP&L to a third-party supplier.
That's correct.
And what you guys do is you meet with people and you sit down with the bill and you decide which program is best for them. Are there different choices? I mean –
Yeah, there are different choices. And the other thing, which you kind of indicated, that sometimes you get random phone calls from companies trying to talk to you about switching your bill. We don't do that. We don't do cold calls. We don't go door-to-door knocking on doors. We're basically friends, family, a friend telling a friend, relationship-based marketing. So it's a lot different, a lot more personal. We make sure to take care of our customers always. We're not just about collecting customers. At the end of the day, we want happy customers. We want to take care of our customers.
Okay. So you're not that random phone call that I don't trust. I mean, I'm a salesman, so you think you would, but at the same time, I'm always skeptical. You know, because I'm always skeptical. People say they're going to save me rates. I got to get 14 calls a day on my cell phone telling me that they can save me, give me 0% on my credit card. Now, I don't buy that. I'm sorry, so I hang up. You know,
and you have good reason to be skeptical, right? Because in our industry, and this is not unique to our industry, right, Larry? I mean, there are, you know, whether it's a credit card company or whatever, but I'll talk specifically for our industry. There are a lot of other companies or other individuals that may not be doing things the right way. We're here to prove them wrong. We're here to develop long-term relationships with customers and really do the right thing by them. So our customers, you know, are happy with our services. They like our proactivity. They like, you know, the knowledge that we provide to them and the recommendations, because what we provide to them is something that's free. So, I mean, I always like to use the example, and, you know, not to digress, but a lot of people, right, you go food shopping. You sign up for a savings card. Most people do, right?
Sure.
You know, and when you sign up for that savings card is free, right? You're not paying anything to fill out the application. So in the case of...
Oh, you're selling your information is what you're doing, because now they know what you buy, when you buy it, and how you buy it.
But the byproduct of what is effectively happening every time you go to the supermarket is, right, you purchase the groceries, you give the savings card to the cashier. Now the groceries don't change, but what happens to the bill? Right.
Well, you get the savings on certain things, right?
Yeah.
Like club savings.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's in exchange for my information. I mean, here you're talking about because you buy it in bulk. I mean, it's like,
right.
I think the best analogy is it's like going to Costco and you're buying it. Yep. You know, Costco buys, you know, 1,000 boxes of Special K. They sell it at 30% off, and they don't have the overhead that the other companies do.
And the only difference is we don't charge a membership fee where
right.
Costco would.
Yeah, that's the next question, and it's on my list is, okay, what's the cost to the customer? Am I paying you, or are you benefiting because of the cost of the energy?
There's zero cost to the customer, and the reason we benefit is because we don't do your traditional forms of advertisement. We don't do billboards. We don't do commercials. We don't do anything like that. We're the advertising force, so that's how we get paid.
So the money out of that is coming out of the savings, basically, in the sense.
Exactly.
So I'm not paying for you to come to my house and look at my bill. In a sense, the more you're successful, the more you can buy the power, the more money you guys can make, in a sense.
Absolutely. That differential, you know, between that wholesale price, right, some of it is given back to the customer to make it attractive, right, and to really offer that value that we're talking about. And then, you know, some of it is back to the people like Anthony and myself who, you know, help and, you know, provide the service to others.
Now, you mentioned your customers. Certainly homeowners, because I'm not like that. But, I mean, my energy bill is not that huge, especially in the winter. But are your customers also small businesses? I mean, I know some small businesses. When I used to work building emergency vehicles, our electric bill was astronomical.
Oh, definitely. We love to help small businesses. And at the end of the day, sometimes that little bit of savings could be the difference between a business staying in business and a business going out of business.
Well, even if it's not, every dollar in a small business counts. I mean, people think you have money to spare, but every dollar is an owner's dollar in a small business.
Definitely.
So your customers could be small businesses. So we're on the Chamber Radio here, and hopefully the Chamber members are listening. If you're looking at your energy bill and you're wondering why you can save some money, here's an area I think you can investigate, and you might be able to save money and not do anything. So it might help you make that that healthcare payment, you know, if you're going to save a little bit on your energy, especially if you're a decent sized user. I mean, I think the benefit is to everybody, but I think it's even more so to somebody who's burning a lot of electricity. Correct?
I agree. I think it's to everybody, though. I think everybody could benefit. At the end of the day, why wouldn't we want to save if you can?
Yeah.
And I mean, for businesses, electricity is not the thing that separates you from another business, right? Perhaps if you have the savings, you can redirect those savings, those dollars,
sure,
to something that differentiates. Maybe it's marketing. Maybe it's your product if you're a restaurant. Maybe it's, you know, additional employees.
But it is a competitive advantage. If I'm buying my power cheaper than you're buying it, guess what? It's a competitive advantage to me that I'm not paying as much as you are for your electricity. And it's the one thing that we probably all buy.
Exactly. And I mean, so if you can, you know, your lights aren't going to flicker. They're not going to be any brighter or dimmer. It's the same electricity. So why not pay the least amount that you possibly can?
That's a big point, and I'm glad you emphasized that people, because I think people think their power is going to be different, and then all of a sudden their power is going to go out more often. And, you know, when we have a blackout, that J.C. Pellet is going to repair my house. You know, they're going to repair everybody else's houses because I'm not buying the power from them.
No.
It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way. Okay. I mean, so if your power went out every time the wind blows, that's still going to happen. We don't affect that, right? So JCPenel, you know, their profit comes from the service that they provide, and that is not going to
change.
But let's
make that clear, though, because if I sign and the power goes out, I'm going to call you, Ruby. I'm going to say, Ruby, my power never went out before, but now it's going out because I signed with you guys.
There's probably some other variable that we'll have to look into, and we can research. It's certainly not from you.
I can rest assured that you probably would get that call if that happened, because people would think, I just switched and now my power went out.
Larry, you also hit on a good point. That's the other thing. When people come to us, we're attainable. We're not like the big company. If they have a question, they get my cell phone number. They have my email. They could reach me almost any time.
Okay. I'm going to tell you two, I'm going to probably take advantage of you guys, but I'm going to report back in a couple months to people and say, well, you know, whether it was a good experience or whether I'm seeing any savings. So maybe we'll look at that. But let's go on to a couple other things. I mean, we talked about energy, and that was the big one. But, I mean, I know you're talking about cell phones, and I pay probably $290 a month in a cell phone bill.
Wow.
I mean, I've got four phones, unlimited data, and I got two tablets, unlimited data. It's down from what it used to be. Trust me, you say, wow, and I'm saying, well, it's only $40 a month per line, in a sense, and the tablets are $20. But then, of course, the kids get the new phone, and I say kids, but my adult children get new phones that somehow they say they're going to pay for, but somehow I'm paying for monthly. Because it comes on the bill, and I never seem to get a check the other way. So how can you save us money on our cell phones?
I think in your kids' mind, I'll just touch on that real quick, they're always going to be your kids. They could be 30 years old, and they could get the free ride, they're going to take it. You know what I mean?
My daughter's making more than me right now, and I'm paying her cell phone. Figure that out.
One of the things that I think distinguishes us from a lot of the other companies is, first of all, we're on a month-to-month basis. We have plans as low as $30 a line, unlimited. And, I mean, we're partnered with an amazing company. We're partnered with Sprint cell phone service.
Okay. I mean, do you offer the same? I mean, you know, the way they hook you in, I mean, they give you the free iPhone, you know, and then you're hooked in for another 24 months.
But that's not free.
It's not free. But, I mean, at the same time, you know, you get locked in because you switch and you upgrade and, you know, you pay that $20 instead of that $900 for the phone.
Yeah.
But you pay the $20 for 2 years. And, you know, yes and no. But
I think the key thing, you know, that you hit upon is it seems like a great deal in the beginning, right? They, you know, you're ready for an upgrade. Of course, everybody wants the latest and greatest technology, it's, you know, kids and adults alike, right? So, you know, I'm not immune to it. But what you're essentially doing with the cell phone companies, the major providers, is you're spreading that cost over the term of the agreement. So whether it's 24 months is typical.
Yeah.
And now a lot of times, you know, the cell phone companies don't even tell you this, but a lot of times you're just leasing the phone. You're not even owning the phone, Larry. So a lot of our customers have been surprised at the end of the 2 years, you know, when they go and they want to explore other options with this phone that they think they've paid off, lo and behold, it's a lease.
They have nothing
to show for it.
I think people need to read because I've seen the difference, and I've considered leasing it because I wanted to. But at the same time, I mean, with four phones, I mean, the way they bundle the packages and make it equivalent for the families, they kind of tie in because there's always one phone that it seems like, I'm getting to the end of it where I'm going to be off the 2 years and I could change without penalty. And then somebody's got a new phone and now I'm tied in for another 24 months.
Well,
you know, that termination fee is what, you know, in Sprint and their other ones, the only reason why you look at changing is because they offer to pay that off once in a while. They have plans. But, I mean, you know, I don't like Sprint. I mean, I had Sprint one time before, tell you the truth, and I don't know if it's better. But, I mean,
yeah. How long ago was that?
Well, that was a long time ago now. Okay. But, I mean, but my Verizon has never had a problem in a sense that way. But at the same time, the trouble is you get locked into that, you know what I mean, because you get into that cycle.
Well, so I will speak to that, you know, because we were Verizon customers for 30-plus years, right? I probably own a building or something for all the money that I've paid them, right, over the years. And we were suspect about making that switch, right? Because you get comfortable, you know what the service is. But what I can say is, even Larry, to somebody like yourself, I would encourage you to explore other options because some of the, you know, Verizons, et cetera, they put a lot of money, a lot of marketing dollars, right? While the other companies were really investing in infrastructure. So even with 5G and different things coming on board, I would urge you to try it. There's no long-term contracts. It's month to month. You have nothing to lose, but I can tell you every person that we've converted, they do not leave us.
No.
Because the places that you may have dropped calls now with Verizon are the same places that you're going to drop your calls. It's pretty comparable, but what's not comparable is the price. You're going to pretty much cut it significantly.
It would have to be because, I mean, the comfort loan, like you said, right now, my business, I do inspections, and my tablets are live all the time.
Yeah.
They're on the cellular data, even in the basements. And there are some companies out there I know that in some areas that they don't get their signal, and I depend on it, you know. So you look at it, you say, okay, you're going to save. If I save $10 a month, it's not worth it.
No.
Well, we cut our bill in half, literally cut it in half.
We went from 360 for five lines, 360 plus, to now paying 170 for five lines, unlimited data on all.
No hidden costs. And now what they're doing, what our company is doing, is if you're like, say, an electricity customer of ours and you decide to become a cellular customer, they're giving you a free data boost, which 12 times the speed, as just a freebie. And that's normally $10 per line. And they give it to you for every member of your family. So that could be a substantial savings as well.
Great. That might be something to look at. Can I keep my same contact numbers and my phone numbers?
We would like for you to do that unless you want to go in the MIA plan, and then we can offer you a new number. But we encourage you to keep your same
MIA
number.
Plan, mission in action. is that when you want me to disappear? Because, I mean, some of the costs, tell you the truth, changing numbers can cost you as much as the savings because
yeah,
I have
a lot of contacts.
I have web presence. I have social networks. I have everything. You know, you're tied so much to your numbers today. It's crazy that, you know, you don't want to ever give them up.
I've had the same cell phone number for 30 plus years, and we carried it on, you know, now that Stream, you know, provides the wireless service. It's such a fraction of the cost.
So you answered my next question as far as bundling it. There is an advantage. Are there other services that you're looking at, or is it just at this point energy and there goes my stereo again. See that?
Yeah.
Is there other energy and cell phones?
Those are the primary services that we, you know, really like to offer our clients. There are other services that we have that we can, you know, share in terms of home protective and, you know, other things.
WebMD.
But certainly, yeah. But the energy and the wireless are pretty much the core of our business right now.
Okay. What else do you want people to know? I mean, what's the process in a sense? What do people have to sort of commit to, or what are you looking for from the customer?
That's very simple. All they need to do, if they're interested, is just send us a copy of their bill, and we analyze it for free. We can tell them what the savings are, and then if they like what they hear, we move forward with it. It's very, very simple.
So basically, they'd send you the copy of the bill ahead of time.
Yes.
Do you sit down with them? Is the goal? I mean, or do you do everything remotely, or is it?
Well, sometimes if they're local, we could sit down with them, but it doesn't have to be. I mean, we could do it, like I said, if they send it to our email, we can determine what the savings are and let them know. And we could.
So people could, I mean, if they want to, they can do it remotely. And if they want to meet with you, you know, I'm still a people person in a sense. I still think people want to trust the people they're buying from at least once anyway.
Totally understandable.
Yeah. So it really, we leave it up to the customer, right? A lot of times people are very busy. They have very limited time. And what we say is this process, it literally takes 5 minutes. But we will take as long as you want to answer all your questions. And if meeting belly to belly is what works for you, we're happy to do that. But a lot of times customers just don't have the time, and we don't want that to prohibit them from making, right, from finding out, exploring, educating themselves, and making the change, right, if they determine it's the path forward for them.
Okay, we're going to just play a little news break here, and then we'll be back, and we'll talk with Anthony and Ruby. So hang on.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton's reaction to two mosque shootings in New Zealand that left 49 people dead and wounded more than 40 others during prayer service.
We're obviously greatly disturbed by this, what seems to be a terror attack, this hate crime in New Zealand. We've been in touch with our embassy overnight. We're still getting details. State Department and others are following up on it. We're very concerned. We're going to cooperate with the New Zealand authorities to the extent we can, if there's any role that we can play. But we're obviously following the events there very closely.
President Trump is set to deliver remarks from the White House this afternoon. The White House has been tight-lipped as far as what the president will be talking about, although it's expected he will discuss vetoing a congressional rejection of his border emergency declaration. This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Okay, we're back. Just a little bit about Anthony Ruby Gonzalez here from Stream. You're part of Stream, and if you Google Stream, it comes up with quite a big company, and it's nationwide. But maybe you can explain a little bit about what the company is and how it works.
Well, what I like about Stream, and this was very important to me, is they stand high in integrity. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, which to me was very, very important. They're debt-free. They started off in 2005 in Texas, where they're a full-service utility company, and expanded to the Northeast over the last few years. I mean, it's just you've got to make sure that whoever you're dealing with and doing business with, that you understand what the company's about. And I love the fact that they're an A-plus rating. You know, that speaks for itself. The Better Business Bureau just doesn't give out A-plus ratings.
Let's talk about, is there any issues that can come up? I mean, I can imagine I'm getting my bill from JCP&L. I mean, the only thing that I could think of would happen, so you're not affecting my delivery, so I'm going to get the power with that. The only thing it could be is if the rates weren't what I thought they were going to be.
So
you know that up front, though, right?
Yeah. So I think one of the things that, you know, you didn't a lot go into, but I think is a natural question, is what happens after that initial agreement period, right? So do my rates go up? You know, a lot of companies, right, they will offer you teaser rates. They'll offer you these artificially low rates that they send you in the mail, right? And this is the experience that a lot of people have had, which is one of the biggest primary objections. We don't do that. So as a company, we have a couple of things in place. You have Anthony and myself who actively watch your account. So if the agreement term was 12 months, at 10 months, we are reaching out to you to say, here is where JCP&L rates are. We are still able to offer you savings if that's the case. And do you want to continue and extend your agreement?
Does the agreement renew automatically?
No.
No. We take action, or you as a consumer can take action.
So what would happen if I do nothing, though?
Well, that's where we're kind of like the full concierge, you know, consultant on your part, and we do that for you. So that's a service that we provide to our customers.
No, I understand you interact, but suppose I do nothing, though. I don't call you back. I mean, does my power shut off, or does it go back to JCP&L?
So your power continues, right? For some companies, you may move into a variable rate, but we have actually, you know, having that accounting background, like auditing and, you know, the precautions, right? The what ifs, the contingencies are really important to me. And so this is something that I looked into for myself. The company does a couple of things. One is they will call you, they will email you, they will send you a letter to let you know and give you a heads up that your agreement is coming to an end. Here are the options, right? So they contact you in several ways. It's impossible to miss it, right? Because even if you're flooded with emails, hopefully you can get to the U.S. Postal Mail, right? And if that doesn't work, you know, then hopefully you're somebody that answers your phone. And if that still doesn't work, you know, you have people like myself and Anthony reaching out to you.
So is the rates in 2 years, I mean, say I sign up for 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it, like you said, it's not a teaser rate. It's not like, okay, you're 12 months at low. Now we're going to – it's like my optimum bill. You know, they gave me triple play for like $50. But now when I renew, it's like $99 or something.
No,
I mean, and then, you know, they're still offering it out there at $50 to people who are new. And I'm saying, wait a minute, I've been with you 20 years, and how come I'm paying more?
Yeah, that's a really great thing. And that's something that I'm frustrated with my own bill. But that's a topic of a whole separate conversation. In terms of our rates – it is a commodity, right? So the prices are effectively changing every day. However, we will continue to offer you those wholesale savings, wholesale prices at the end of it. Will that price be different? Likely, right? Because prices are changing. So it's whatever is valid and what we're able to purchase on the market at that time.
Well, you know, so it's possible the rates could be even lower.
Oh.
I mean, just as much as they could be higher in a sense. I mean, if Stream is bigger and they're buying more power, they could be buying it at a lower rate, correct?
Exactly. As we gather more customers, as we increase that buying power, right? So it just, again, that economies of scale concept.
You put it this way, I wouldn't expect it to be that lower than it was, because I mean, I think everything goes up. The energy goes up every year, but I would expect it to still be lower than, say, what JCP&L's offer me. In worst cases, if at the end of 12 months I say no, and I'm going back to JCP&L. I mean, are there fees to go back and forth? Does JCP&L charge you connection fees and stuff like that?
No fee.
No, there's no fee. And to be honest, if that was the case, our business philosophy personally as individuals is we will be the first to tell you if there's no savings. But, you know, Stream is a $9 billion, you know, they've done $9 billion in cumulative sales. You don't get that way through word of mouth if you're screwing people around or if you're not doing the right thing, if you're not offering savings. Because let's face it, Larry, I don't know how your business works, but if you don't do the right thing, people will go out of their way to speak to other people, like 20 or, you know, 30 people.
Well, but to be honest with you, Ruby, I think that's why people haven't done anything with the power, because they've heard stories. And the trouble is they don't know who, you know, they don't know what companies were doing that. They just know it wasn't JCPN. It was these third-party companies.
Well, you know what the problem is? There were so many. When they deregulated energy, so many companies came out of the woodwork. So you're right about that. But it's just like anything else. If you go to a restaurant and you have a terrible time there, the food is lousy, the service is lousy, are you going to stop eating? Are you going to never go to a restaurant again?
No, but you're going to go back to your favorites, and that's what people do. They go back to where they're comfortable, and they feel like, okay, I'm paying a premium, but I'm not getting screwed by JCPN. It's a classic monopoly. I mean, people have comfort in that. Unfortunately, I think that the trouble is people need the savings today. Like you said, your income may go up 3% this year, but your energy is going up 7%. Your car payment, your insurance are going up. God knows our taxes in New Jersey are going up this year. So, I mean, we're looking at all of that. So,
yeah. And actually, I mean, I just took a class on taxes, which is completely unrelated. But, yeah, you're going to see your taxes go up. So savings are something that each individual can use, whether you're a single person, whether you're a family, whether you're a couple. You know, if you're turning that light switch on, I would really urge you to give us a try. There is no cost to do the analysis to see what the savings are. You know, we've been in business. We're reputable members of our community. We're aligned with a well-known company that has an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. A lot of these other companies that, if you think about it, the way I like to look at it is, I was actually burnt by an energy company, but that didn't stop me from exploring Stream. And what I did is, I said, well, what did I do wrong in my prior thing? What could I have done differently to not have the same outcome or result? And when I thought about it, it was really, I didn't know who I was doing business with, and I didn't know anything about the company, right? So those are the two factors that really separate us, right? And what Stream is able to offer versus other companies out there.
Okay. I like your low pressure process, in a sense, though, because I think a lot of people, and we've all been there, where the guy comes into the house and says, yeah, I'll give you this deal, but you got to sign it now. And, you know, I mean, I can remember when I was buying the vinyl siding on my house, and the guy came in and said, well, it's $12,000. And he goes, but I'll give it to you for $9,000, but that's only if you sign for it today. And I said, well, I can't think about it tonight. And he goes, no, then it's $12,000 more. I'm like, well, then get the hell out of my house, because I'm not buying it under pressure.
Larry, I promise you, no cheesy sales pitches from us. We're not going to try to strong-arm anybody.
Well, I've known the two of you now for a couple months, and I know you've been around. So, I mean, Ruby, you said it before, though. If you burn too many people, you'll never show your face. I learned very early on in business, and I've been in business 30 plus years, and you never burn a bridge, because I'm crossing bridges I never thought I'd go back across. So
100%.
And they also say, be careful of the people on the way up, because they're the same people you meet on the way down.
So I agree with you. So very true.
But and I don't mean that in a negative, down and up. I just mean, well, you're moving around. If I told you I was doing home inspections 30 years ago, you thought I'd be crazy. But that's what I do. And to tie this to the home inspection, think about it. If you saved $100 or $50 a month in your energy bill, I would tell you to put that money back into the house. You know, invest in that, fixing the siding, invest in fixing the roof, because people who put off maintenance, and there's good reason to put it off. There's always a struggle for that, the dollar. Everybody wants a dollar. I mean, whether you have kids in school or kids in college, I saved a lot for my kids in college, but guess what? I didn't save enough, because college was a lot more expensive than I ever imagined it to be.
And it consistently goes up, right?
Yes, and your roof is going to go up, and your windows are going to go up. So if you do have a savings and stuff, I implore you to try to maintain your house, because it is the single biggest investment most people will make, probably other than your IRA or your 401k. And that you just forget about. You find somebody you trust and forget about it, I guess. Most people do anyway. But that's where I'm going to go. We're going to go to commercial break, but we're going to come back, and we're just going to wrap up with Rudy and Anthony, and we're going to talk. It'd be great. You know, one of these days I got to figure out we can take calls in this system, but it's very difficult. But one of these days we're going to figure out how to do that, because I think this is a session that would be great to have people call in. Or if you do have an email, Ruby, before we go to break, why don't you tell people, we'll tell them again at the end, but give them contact information, because these are people you can call and ask questions of before you even commit to anything. If you have questions and if we didn't answer them, feel free to reach out to these guys and talk to them. Ruby, why don't you give that before we go to commercial break?
Yeah, so we urge you to give us a call. You know, we are people that will be responding. We're very proactive with that. So the Anthony's direct line is 908-285-8589. And a great email to reach us is Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z dot mystream, M-Y-S-T-R-E-A-M, at gmail.com.
That's a mouthful. If you didn't get it that time, we'll repeat it before the end of the show. So get your pen and paper, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay, we're back. Let me put my headset on so I can hear myself. We're back with Ruby and Anthony. We're talking about energy and cell phone savings. And, you know, you've all got the pieces of mail. You've all got the information. You all saw it in the news that you can save money. If you want to talk to two people or talk to somebody and figure out whether you can have some savings and you're looking for a break, call Anthony or Ruby and they'll help you. I'm sure they'll sit down and explain it to you. But I do encourage people to read the paperwork. Make sure it's what you want. I can't give you a personal experience, so I haven't done it. So, you know, in a sense, I won't endorse it that way, but I'll endorse the fact that they'll sit down and they'll explain it to you, and there's no pressure. You know, there's not somebody at the door saying, hey, if you don't sign this, I'm leaving, and you're never going to get the deal. So I think we'll get that way. So, Anthony and Ruby, is there anything else that you want to wrap up with? I mean, is there anything you want people to leave the conversation with?
Yeah, I mean, I would just like to say we are local. We're from the community. We believe in taking care of the community, both residents and businesses. And at the end of the day, we're not going to pressure you into anything that you don't wish to do, but we definitely would love to see what we can do to help you save some money.
And to me, it's really about the education. So, you know, an informed consumer is really our best customer. So if you have any questions, whether you decide to go with us or not, really we can help you out. You know, think about the process. And, you know, in today's day and age, as we said before, you know, who couldn't use savings and free savings at that? So, you know, I would urge you to reach out to us again, if I may.
Go ahead. Give me
provide our phone number, 908-285-8589, or the email, which is Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z, dot mystream, M-Y-S-T-R-E-A-M, at gmail.com.
Great, Ruby. I appreciate that. And I don't know if you remember Cy Sims, but that was his favorite saying, was an educated consumer is my best, is my, our best bet. That goes way back to coats and fur coats, discount coats. It's kind of funny that you bring that up because it came up the other day. But one of the things I want to wrap up with today is this is one area where you can save some money, guys. You can look at your energy bills. You can see where you can save. You can look at your cell phone bills. Be the consumer. Be the right consumer. Don't overpay for your information. We're all using the cell phones. We're all using the energy, and we consider it automatic. If we can save $100, that's $1,200 a year. I don't know about you, but $1,200 is the difference between me going away and having a great vacation and me working an extra three, four, or five days in a year.
Very good point, Larry.
So I think, and it's real dollars. I mean, it's after tax dollars. So guys, it's like 40% more when you think about it because it's after tax and. It's good stuff. So give Ruby and Anthony a call. A little bit about your house now, right now. The weather's getting warmer. It's getting to be spring so soon, but don't be fooled. Winter's still not over yet, so don't unwrap those air conditioners yet. Don't start opening up the windows just yet. We got to be careful because we'll get a late storm. The one thing about storms this time of year is they tend not to last too long. They come and they go. But they can be still vicious. I mean, if you only had a look at Nebraska this week, and I saw a video this morning, one end of the state had 4 feet of water, and the other end had like 3 feet of snow, and they had pictures of state troopers being pulled out by bulldozers on highways.
That's crazy.
So when the warnings come, listen to them. They don't make them. Sometimes I think we all think that they're overreactive, but I think it's important you realize that you take the time, look at your chimneys, look at your house, take a walk around your house after we have a storm. You'd be surprised how many people don't look at it and their chimney cap is hanging off. My father-in-law had a fan, an attic fan, and the cover blew off. So we had to get a roofer, a neighbor who does it, and he had to get a 40-foot ladder, get up there and cover it because he had a one-foot hole in the middle of his attic that he would have never noticed if he didn't walk around the house after this.
Wow.
It was the night we had all that heavy storm and the wind, and it literally ripped off the cap off the attic fan. So take the time to look at it because that could have been serious damage if it rained and the water damage, and now you're talking about doing a lot of work inside.
Yeah.
So take the time to do that. We still got a few minutes. But let's just talk, Ruby, just the energy. How much can we expect to save? Is there a percentage that you target?
So I can tell you for the range of savings that we've seen, in the last year, it's been anywhere between 8 to 55%.
Wow.
So it really depends on the customer, and that's why we look to your actual bill. Because I can give you an average, but that average means nothing. You want to know what kind of dollars, what kind of percentage savings I can put in your pocket. And that's what we give you, right? So having that math brain of mine, it comes in handy, and that's where I get to use it. To also, right, interact and provide.
Well, you're saying 8-10%. I mean, my bill is probably $3,000 a year for my electric bill because it's $200 to $300 on average. It's higher in the summer with the air conditioner, and it's lower in the winter.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to quote you a savings that's specific to you. So while I gave you the range, that's what we've helped people save over the last year.
Okay.
But we're going to provide you with what's true for you that you can expect to see.
And with that, you have a savings because if people have electric heat. I do a lot of inspections with electric heat, and they're paying a great deal. I mean, I don't get me wrong. I pay $2,000-$3,000 in oil. If I didn't have oil, I'd be paying that in electric. So it's not unusual.
Right.
But the more electric you use and the more dependent you're on it, the more savings you can expect then, I would assume.
Absolutely. And let's face it. I mean, you said it yourself, Larry. You go after your kids. You're trying to shut the lights off after them. But how effective is that really in cutting costs, right? I mean, I don't know how much you're saving, but that never seemed to work in our house. So we had to find something that worked.
I follow my son around the house because I swear he's afraid of the dark because he turns everything on. And he only knows how to turn a switch one way. He doesn't know how to put it down.
Hey, Larry, I always say $10 in my pocket is better in my pocket than not in my pocket.
Yes, 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 completely. All right, well, Larry McAtee, going to wrap up for Health and Home from Home Team. Keep in mind, if you're looking for an inspection, we'll see you next week, and we'll hope you have a good week. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Be safe. Have a good time. And then, Aaron, go bra, I guess. So have a good time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump gets out his veto pen for the first time in his presidency Friday. The president is vetoing the congressional rejection of his border emergency declaration. As far as overriding that veto, it does not look like there's enough votes in the Senate and House to do that. Facebook and YouTube have removed the video of a terrorist walking into a mosque and opening fire. Facebook officials say police alerted them to the video on their platform shortly after the live stream started, and they quickly removed it. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on this terrorist attack.
We share common values, and the one that we place the currency on right now is our compassion and the support for the community of those directly affected by this tragedy.
At least 49 people have died in the terrorist attack, and Florida International University is honoring the victims of the tragic bridge collapse that happened 1 year ago today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
It's a good time to be looking for a job. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
U.S. employers posted nearly 7.6 million open jobs in January. That's near a record high set in November. And it's evidence businesses are still very hungry for workers, despite signs that the economy has slowed a bit. The Labor Department reporting on Friday that hiring also rose and that the number of people quitting their jobs did pick up. Quits are a sign of a healthy economy, because people typically leave a job for another, usually higher-paying job. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The powerful storm that buried Colorado in snow is now blasting the central United States. Over 100 million Americans are under winter storm watches, warnings, or advisories. Towns in the Midwest are also having to deal with flooding as some of that snow is melting with the warmer temperatures, and tornado watches are out in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
The Connecticut Supreme Court ruled on Thursday in favor of the parents whose children were killed in the 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School, reversing a lower court judge who dismissed the family's lawsuit against the gunmaker Remington. Alan Gottlieb is the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. He explains what this means for Remington.
Well, what the court said was is that one of the claims could stand, all the others can't, and so now it goes back to trial. But, of course, my guess is Remington will appeal this to probably the United States Supreme Court from the state court in Connecticut and have it overthrown.
The keto diet was one of the most searched diets in 2018. Now, is the diet safer, though? There's been some conflicting reports. Well, Fox News had a chance to catch up with Dr. Oz, and he says the keto diet, it may not be all it's cracked up to be regarding your health.
Keto, paleo, these are the most searched diets on the internet.
Yeah.
We cover them on the show all the time. But it hasn't been studied well from a general health perspective. We know people lose weight. especially some folks. If your body looks like a square or a brick, then you tend to lose weight on these diets because it changes your internal hormones. But this important study from the American College of Cardiology, one of the first of its kind, looked at 13,000 people who were not in this irregular heartbeat called AFib. And it found that when you had less carbohydrates in your diet, you seemed to have more atrial fibrillation.
And according to Dr. Oz, what that means is you're five times more likely to have a stroke. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Well, good afternoon. This is Pat Smith, the program It's the Law, and I'm really very excited.